It's 10 p.m. CBS News. Police in Los Angeles may have arrested a suspect, possibly the Alphabet bomber who claims responsibility for the L.A. airport bombing and threatened a wave of terror. I'm Jim Kilpatrick reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The police department has not officially acknowledged the capture, but United Press International reports well-placed sources in the Los Angeles Police Department who say the man in custody is the prime suspect. Los Angeles police have scheduled a briefing within the next few hours. Racine was the name used by a voice in a tape recording who took responsibility of the bomb blast at the Los Angeles airport August 6th that killed three persons and injured 35 others. The voice said he was acting on behalf of Aliens of America and threatened other bomb explosions unless his demands were met. More CBS News after this.
Sports World Roundup. I'm Jim Kelly with Morning Sports Reports Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday as we cover the complete scoreboard, highlights from the games the night before, and look ahead to the events to come, along with reports from the latest news on players, managers, contracts, deals, everything of interest to the early morning sports fan. It's Network Radio's earliest sports report, Sports World Roundup, with Win Elliott Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and yours truly, Jim Kelly, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, right here on the CBS Radio Network.
The Marine Corps doesn't offer jobs to women. They offer careers to women. For today's woman, the Marine Corps can be the career corps. Top pay, equal opportunity, equal reward. And you don't have to be one of the boys to get ahead. You can be yourself. A special kind of woman who wants more than a job. A woman who has more to offer.
Nelson Rockefeller, the vice president-designate, returned to a Maine resort home Tuesday after a series of meetings in Washington following President Ford's announcement. When Rockefeller arrived in Maine, reporters asked if he had any ideas on how to become an effective vice president.
I studied for President Eisenhower when I was chairman of his committee on government organization, what could be done for, in terms of a job for the vice president, when President Nixon was then his vice president. And the truth of the matter is, under the Constitution, there is no function, no constitutional function whatsoever for the vice president except being mayor. Therefore, the only function can be functions given to him by the president. Whatever the president wants me to do, I'm glad to do for him if I get confirmed.
Vice President Designate Nelson Rockefeller. The naming of Rockefeller as Ford's choice of vice president drew widespread support on Capitol Hill. Republican Representative Robert McClory says the appointment strengthens the new administration.
I think it's going to unify the party. It's going to broaden the political base of President Ford. Mr. Rockefeller has a much broader following, of course, than the president has. President Ford is really just establishing his political base now, and Rockefeller's is already established. So I would expect that this large political following will be combined, and it will greatly expand the strength of the Ford administration.
Congressman Robert McClory. The House has passed landmark legislation to protect pension rights for many of America's 30 million workers. The compromise pension reform bill, described as one of the most important social issues facing the 93rd Congress, is expected to win final congressional approval from the Senate later this week. It was worked out by a House-Senate conference committee. The legislation is designed primarily to guarantee that a worker who has been enrolled in a pension plan for a number of years will not lose his pension rights if he is fired, if he quits, or if his company goes out of business. The United States Court of Appeals in Washington will take written arguments Wednesday on the appeal by John Ehrlichman's lawyers to overturn Judge Sirica's denial for a delay in the Watergate cover-up trial. Special Prosecutor Jaworski has joined the defendants in asking for a postponement beyond the scheduled date of September 9th. More after this.
The world's in love with the sunny day, and smiling faces are on display. Enjoy the sun, but don't overdo. After years and years, too much sun can do harm to you. It makes good sense to use scent in the sun. Don't overdo and get sun can age and can hurt your skin. So cover up or come on in.
Enjoy the sun, says your American Cancer Society. But remember, constant overexposure can be harmful. So wear a broad-brimmed hat and long sleeves, or apply a screening lotion or cream. As your American Cancer Society says,
it makes good sense to use scent in the sun. Don't overdo and get overdone.
Congress has given its final approval to the cost of living council that President Ford requested. The council will be used to monitor wage increases only. The Ford Motor Company says it has no choice but to follow the lead of General Motors in raising the prices of its 1975 models. The increases will average about $500 per vehicle. I'm Jim Kilpatrick, CBS News.
And CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI. The weather outlook, mostly cloudy through tomorrow with brief afternoon sunny periods, partly sunny on Thursday. Highs near 70 tomorrow, the lower 70s Thursday, and lows in the mid-50s. And currently in downtown Seattle, it's 60 degrees. The barometer is rising. It reads 30.11. In Major League Baseball activity this evening in the National League, Cincinnati beat Philadelphia 7-1, Atlanta over St. Louis 8-6, San Francisco 8, Pittsburgh 7, San Diego blanked Montreal 3-0, Houston beat New York 6-2, Los Angeles 18, Chicago 8. And in the American League, it was Boston defeating Chicago 8-3, Kansas City 2, Cleveland 0, Baltimore over Texas by a score of 2-1, and New York beat Minnesota 2-1. CBS Mystery Theater is next on KIXI. The time is 7 minutes past 10.
The CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... E.G. Marshall, and fasten your seatbelt for a breathtaking journey into the vast, mysterious, hidden recesses of your own imagination. Men who have a reputation for telling the truth are universally respected and admired. But on closer examination, you're apt to discover that they have been showered with accolades after they died. What the habitual truth teller is usually showered with during his lifetime is most often abuse. And it's understandable. In many cases, to tell the truth is to rock the boat. And why do that? Especially when the boat is warm and dry, while the water is cold and wet.
Elwood? Elwood, you come out here.
You want me, George?
What are you trying to pull?
I don't understand.
You refuse to sign a safety certificate for the cable car. Why?
Because it isn't safe.
That's a lie.
I have a job to do.
Do you know the investment we have here?
I'm sorry, George.
It runs into millions.
I said I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you're not. You're not nearly as sorry as you're going to be.
Mystery drama, A Preview of Death, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Russell Horton. It is sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
Excuse me, sir, but do you know what happens this time of year?
Right on, pal. I happen to know that right about now, a freak blizzard falls on Dumont, New Jersey, and they're snowed in for the rest of the summer. Happens every year.
No. You see, what happens this time of year is that you can get a particularly good deal on what is perhaps the most luxurious mid-size car on the market, the mid-size Buick Century Regal.
Well, what good's a car when you're hopelessly snowed in?
Well, that's a point.
Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law, and great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Hey, we're the Action Corps.
See, we contribute more.
Cheese for the teamwork of our crew.
Aye, our ideals are high.
Oh, oughtn't you apply?
Means it's now that we need you.
A, C, D,
O. We could go on all day.
Oh.
Here's why.
Volunteers are needed right away.
Action is VISTA, the Peace Corps, RSVP, SCORE, and other volunteer programs that are helping people to help themselves. If you're trained in a skill or just have a little love to share, Action needs you.
Yeah, baby. Action really needs you.
Don't crawl under a rock. Get into Action.
Oh, yeah.
This is a public service of this station and the Advertising Council.
Fantasy has become a most saleable item, and you can buy just about any fantasy you want. There are places that create the illusion of tropical jungles, complete with roaming animals. You can roam through realistic replicas of the past and relive the lives of earlier Americans. There are enchanted presentations of the magic world of fairy tales, and we are about to regale you with Helvetia. Helvetia, high in the Rocky Mountains, is a faithful reproduction of a tiny Swiss village. The young ladies who work there look like Heidi. The men know how to yodel. And there are chalets and cheeses and wonderful skiing. Indeed, everything you would expect to find in a Swiss resort. There is even a cable car suspended high above the valley. And we're about to get on board.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? All right, now, you don't have to worry about your baggage or your skis. Everything will be taken off the bus and delivered to your chalet. And once we get you transported to Helvetia, the cable car will come back for your things. All right, now step aboard, please. Folks, you don't want to be late for dinner. This way, please. All right, there's a seat for everyone. Just step inside. Now, madam, you're really going to enjoy this. Once you've tried it, you'll never be able to get enough. Oh, Jerry, is this it? 12? Okay, button her up. Okay, folks, we're off. And now, folks, welcome to Helvetia, a magic Swiss village in the good old USA. Those of you on the left side of the car can see fantastic Helvetia nestling in the valley just at the foot of that great peak which we call William Tell Mountain. Now, this cable car is the only means of entering or leaving. We will travel for approximately 1.5 miles suspended above the ground. And we are now at our greatest altitude, 7,436 feet.
Oh,
now, I am often asked, what would we do if the cable breaks? I don't know what you would do, folks, but I'd scream. But seriously, folks, there is absolutely no chance of that cable breaking or of any other kind of accident whatsoever. Why, this cable car is a triumph of modern science. Here we are, folks.
Oh.
In Helvetia, safe and sound.
Isn't that...
All right, thank you, folks. Step lively now, you'll miss dinner.
Oh, I don't want to.
I want to have it.
Duke.
Wait, say, Elwood.
Going back?
Right now.
Glad I caught you.
Why, you leaving town?
No, it's time to inspect the car.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so throw her into gear. Let's go.
Well, you don't have to go. Here, let me take the card from behind the glass, and you can just initial it.
I'll initial it after the inspection, huh?
Look, Elwood, you're new on the job.
That's why I want to do it right.
Yeah, well, old man Farrow, he's been a county engineer since maybe the year one. Before he got pensioned off, he just used to initial the card every month.
He did?
Yeah, after all, what could be wrong with the car?
Well, that's why the law requires a periodic inspection to find out.
Okay, Elwood. Be my guest.
Duke, you notice an increase in vibration?
No. She'd be the same as always.
It just seems to me that...
Well, I ought to know. I ride her all the time.
Well, we'll see.
Elwood? Elwood, are you even trying to suggest that maybe there could be something wrong?
It's possible.
Why? What'd you say?
You asked me. I told you.
Yeah, but... Well, what could be wrong? We're forever checking on the car, the cable, the machinery. I mean, you name it, we do it. This car, it's our bread and butter.
No, it has nothing to do with the car or the cable or the machinery.
What can you be talking about?
The mountain.
The mountain? What do you mean, the mountain? How can something be wrong with a mountain?
Elwood, had your dinner?
Sure.
What a mob. We're completely sold out.
Business is good.
Oh, I tell you, Elwood, we none of us ever dreamed we could make such a go of this place. Look at this stack of reservations. Where are we going to put all these people? You going to spend the night, Elwood?
If it's convenient.
Well, how could it be inconvenient?
Well, I do have to be at Sadler's Falls before noon tomorrow.
Oh, George isn't here. He's in Denver on business. But he's taking the first plane out. He'll want to see you first thing.
All right.
I hope you don't mind me coming up to your room.
Seems like old times. After all, when I was little, the day couldn't officially end until Big Sister came up to say goodnight.
Well, it's the only quiet place in the hotel. I have to work on these reservations.
You want me to help you?
Yeah, grab a handful. You separate them into single girls, single guys, couples, families.
Sure.
Oh, Elwood, George said to make sure you wouldn't leave till he speaks to you.
Okay.
He had a phone call from Duke, and Duke was very upset.
Yeah, I know.
What's it about?
You know, the inspection certificate on the cable car.
Oh?
Yeah, I have to sign it.
So?
I inspected the car today, and I didn't sign it.
You didn't?
I couldn't.
But if there's something wrong with the car, we can get it fixed.
No, it can't be fixed.
Let me get this straight. Are you telling me that you won't sign that inspection certificate no-how?
Yes, I guess I am.
Oh, well, then that means we won't be able to use the cable car?
Yes.
But, how are people going to get in and out of Helvetia?
I understand the problem,
no,
but...
No, Elwood, I'm afraid you don't understand. George and I and the other people, we've sunk every nickel we had in the world in here, and the work, oh, Lord, the toil, the sweat, and, yes, the blood that went into making this place. Oh, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that.
Muriel, I know what this place means to you and to everybody.
I spoke out of turn. You are, after all, an official of the government.
I'm just a county engineer.
You have a duty to perform. You swore an oath, and there shouldn't be any other considerations.
Muriel, I don't know what to do. I mean it. I just don't know what to do.
He's crazy, that boy. He's out of his mind.
Please, George.
I went ahead and got him that job.
George.
Well, I did. I went and put in a word for him. Without me...
That's true, but...
But what?
Well, you talk as if he's working for you.
Well, he is. He's working for me, for Helvetia.
No, he's working for the county.
Well, by God, what's the county? Helvetia's the county. What else has the county got? What else is with a dam in the county? Muriel, we have to have that cable car. There's no two ways about it. We've got to have that cable car.
All right, George, maybe we will.
After all what?
Well, he really hasn't made up his mind yet.
Well, what's there to think about?
His job, his duty, his oath of office.
Oh, come on, Muriel, don't hand me that.
Well, if the car were dangerous, would you want him to okay it?
Now, what kind of a question is that?
I think it's a legitimate question.
It's a stupid question.
Why?
Well, because it's impossible for something to be wrong with that car, with the apparatus, with any detail of the operation.
Why?
Well, you know how we worry over it, as if it were a watch. Now, where is he?
Well, he'll be down any minute. He didn't get much sleep all night. I know he's been worried.
Well, he doesn't have to be worried about anything. All he has to do is use his common sense.
George, don't say any more.
Oh, I hadn't even begun yet. Has this boy forgotten what he owes me? Or you? Us?
That's not the issue.
No? Well, who raised the boy? You did. Who sent him to college? I did. I didn't make an engineer out of him so that he could come back here and drive me out of business, did I?
George, do something that doesn't always come easy to you. Just shut up. When he comes down, please don't discuss it.
Don't discuss it. Why do you think I got on a plane 5 o'clock this morning to get here?
Don't tell him how much you've done for him, how much he owes you.
Okay. I took a course in psychology.
Yeah, you'd never let me forget it.
Is this how he gets back at us?
What are you saying?
Do things for somebody and they resent it. Subconsciously, they develop an animosity towards you.
Good morning, Muriel. George?
Oh, good morning. Bacon and eggs okay?
Fine.
Good morning, Elwood. How are tricks?
Kind of busy these days. They want to build a road at Sadler's Forks.
Yeah. County's really getting built up.
Sure is.
Pour you some coffee, Elwood?
Yeah, thanks.
Have some cream?
No, I have to lose weight.
Damn it, Elwood. What's the big idea?
George.
What are we sitting around for like three bumps on a log? This whole place could become a ghost town, and everybody's investment could go right down the drain just because...
Because what, George?
Because some... wet behind the ears, kid, is maybe getting a little bit drunk with power.
Can I tell you what's bothering
me? Just sign the damn certificate and nothing has to bother me.
The mountain. The mountain across the valley where the cable is anchored, you know? On the plateau where the bus delivers the people.
Well, so?
That mountain. Inside that mountain, there's...
There's what?
There's a... A fault.
What do you mean? A fault.
That mountain is... Well, I guess you could say it's slowly separating. It's coming apart.
But nobody ever said...
Well, it could be something new. It might have been caused by an underground atomic explosion.
But there haven't been any of those near here.
It doesn't matter. It could have been 1,000 miles away.
Well, how do you know?
But there are signs.
What kind of signs?
You remember the old abandoned silver mine?
Yeah?
Well, I noticed that some of the buildings and shafts are sinking into the ground.
Yeah, but that's on the other side of the mountain.
In a direct line. You've got other geological signs.
Yeah, but the foundation for the cable, that's like the Rock of Gibraltar.
George, I've measured the angle of declension of the cable. It's been widening.
Huh? By how much?
Well, a minute fraction, but that doesn't matter. It's proof that there is a separation.
Well, how fast?
Maybe a fraction of an inch a year.
So, 1,000,000 years from now, we can worry about it.
Now, that doesn't mean the rate can't increase rapidly without warning. I mean, it could last 100 years or forever. Or it could go tomorrow morning. It could just come apart. Collapse.
Well, all right. Never mind all that. Just tell us flat out. What are you going to do?
What is he going to do? He appears to be a dedicated public servant. On the other hand, he is a human being with intense personal debts and loyalties. He's thinking about it. And he'll have an answer when I return shortly with Act Two.
Ever see a beer drinker pour his beer real easy down the side of the glass? Maybe you do it yourself.
If so, the Budweiser brewmaster thinks you're missing something, especially if you're a Budweiser drinker. You see, Bud is brewed, so it will kick up a healthy head of foam. Exclusive Beechwood aging and natural carbonation make it a lively brew. Well, anyway, pouring Bud plunk down the middle of the glass helps bring out the best in that clean white Budweiser foam and real beer aroma. It also helps you get the full benefit of a taste, smoothness, and drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. Remember, brewing beer right does make a difference. Next time, pour that Budweiser right down the middle and see for yourself. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
People can reach, people can touch, people can help, people so much.
If you can remember World War II, you can remember when people spoke about cancer in a whisper. Once it was known someone had cancer, nobody talked about it. I'm Paul Newman. Today we talk about cancer quite openly, except for one form of it, the one nobody likes to talk about still, cancer of the colon and rectum. It's the most common form of internal cancer, yet doctors estimate 3 out of 4 patients could be saved by early detection and treatment. That means when you have your regular health checkup, especially if you're over 40, talk to your doctor about a Procto. Fight cancer with a checkup and a generous check when your American Cancer Society volunteer calls. Cancer Crusaders, people who care about people.
Your name is Elwood Markham. You owe everything you have in the world, your life, your education, your job, to your older sister and her husband. As a public official, you must certify or condemn conveyances that transport people. There is a conveyance that serves as the foundation of your sister's business. You cannot, in good conscience, certify it as safe. If this concerned strangers, you wouldn't hesitate. However, it's your sister. Are you going to destroy her?
What would you do if I refused to sign it?
Go to the county supervisor. Enter a protest. Ask for outside experts. Hire a team of geologists.
It wouldn't help. Word would get out. Whichever way it went, the publicity would kill us.
I...
Look, George and I are going to leave you, Elwood. Everything's already been said. You just have to decide as you see it. Come on, George.
But I...
George!
Yeah.
What was I supposed to do? I walked to the window. Outside was an enchanted street. It was as if you were in another world, another country thousands of miles away. And all this was their handiwork. Of course, the cable car was unsafe, but it was only unsafe in theory. In practice, it could serve 100 years without a mishap. The odds of this cable car falling were perhaps about those of a plane crashing, a ship sinking. Certainly less than that of a car colliding. So I knew I was going to sign that certificate. But I also knew I was being bribed. It was a subtle bribe, but bribery nevertheless. I was being bribed with their love, their companionship. Because after all, if I refused to sign, things would never really be the same between us again.
Hey there, Elwood.
Morning, Duke.
I got a call from the chalet to hold the car for you. Leaving?
Yeah.
All right, hop in. We're off. How come you're not afraid to ride this baby?
Well, why should I be afraid? It's perfectly safe.
Is it?
Yeah. Matter of fact, before I forget, let me have the card. I better sign it.
Yesterday afternoon, you were handing me this line.
No, the situation adjusted itself.
longer feel alone.
Well, hello.
My cab dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When does that cable car show up?
Should be along any minute now.
Are you going to Helvetia?
No, I have a package I want to have delivered to my brother-in-law at the chalet.
Well, I understand it's a fabulous place. I was lucky to get a reservation.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
You know, you look familiar.
I was about to say that about you, too.
My name is Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Daphne Aldershot. It's kind of a wild name.
Well, what's yours?
Elwood. Elwood Markham.
That's a very sober, serious kind of name.
Maybe it's because I'm a very sober, serious kind of person.
Oh? What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Yes, that's kind of sober and serious.
What do you do?
I'm a librarian in Denver.
Oh, you don't look like a librarian.
Why? How are librarians supposed to look?
Oh, prim, mousy.
You really should get with it. Oh, my goodness. Am I going to go into that?
In less than 5 minutes, you'll be in Helvetia. Will you be staying long?
10 days.
Maybe I'll see you. I'll be there tomorrow afternoon. Tell Mrs. Lucas at the chalet that you're a friend of mine.
Okay, all aboard. Hey, Elwood, how you doing?
Can you get this package to George for me, Duke?
Sure thing, Elwood.
And take good care of Daphne.
Oh, how you do, Daphne?
She's my fiancée.
Congratulations, Elwood, Daphne.
Elwood, darling, I'll see you very soon, won't I?
You'll see me tomorrow, darling. I'll bring a preacher with me. We'll get married.
Can I be best man?
Sure.
Okay. Well, we're off.
Goodbye, Daphne. What's that? The mountain. The fault. It's opening. It's opening.
Elwood,
no.
Elwood, help
Daphne.
Me.
Daphne! No! No! Daphne! Daphne!
Elwood!
Daphne.
Boy, snap out of it. Snap out of it, Elwood.
Oh, Daphne, don't die. I love you. Daphne.
Elwood.
Daphne, I...
Come on, boy. Wake up. That's it.
What is... Daphne.
Now, that's it. You're out of it now.
I...
Oh, man. You have the great granddaddy of all nightmares. I mean, we heard you across the hall in our room you're in now.
Was it a dream?
Oh, was it ever? You sure scared the daylights out of me.
Daphne.
You've been holding out on us, boy? Who's Daphne?
Oh, gosh. I seem so real.
You want Muriel to get you something to drink, maybe?
Look, I was standing at the cable car platform, and there she was.
Who?
Daphne.
Well, that's what I mean. Who's Daphne?
I don't know.
Oh, now, how could you dream about a girl you don't know?
Dark hair, blue eyes.
Mm-hmm. I was always partial to that type myself.
She was beautiful. It was so real. And we stood at the platform, and I put her in the car, and...
Yes.
In the car, just... The mountainside, it started to give way. The fault.
Oh, Elwood, it's a bad dream, that's all. Just a bad dream.
Yeah. Yeah, just a bad dream.
Well, how's everything now?
Oh, it was just a nightmare.
Oh, how about something warm to drink?
No, I'll be fine.
What was it about, Elwood?
He was dreaming about a girl.
Oh, could a girl cause you that much grief?
No, I was dreaming about the mountain.
What about the mountain?
Just came apart.
Oh, Elwood, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
No, it isn't all right.
Don't worry about it.
What about the girl?
I never saw her before.
What's everybody getting so excited about a simple nightmare? Well, I'm going back to bed. You coming, Muriel?
In a minute. Elwood, I'm worried about you.
I'll be okay.
You shouldn't have signed that safety certificate.
Oh, come on. It's all right to be Don Quixote on the stage, but in real life...
But you are Don Quixote. You always were.
I can get over it.
And George and me, well, maybe our motives for getting you the job of county engineer weren't exactly the purest in the world.
Muriel, what are you saying?
Oh, maybe unconsciously we wanted to have our own man in office so we wouldn't be bothered with all the official inspections.
Muriel, I won't believe that you could have such a motive.
Well, as I say, it wasn't a conscious one. Anyhow, it's all so complicated, isn't it? Look, next month, don't sign the certificate.
No, I've already fought that battle. It's over.
Well, then resign.
It is over, Muriel. I've had this crazy nightmare. I conjured up this girl out of nowhere. But why? Why did she seem so real? And that name.
What name?
Her name. Where would I ever hear it before?
Well, I'll let you get back to sleep.
Yeah. That nightmare sure knocked me out. I think I could sleep for a week.
Well, you better get up early. You have to be in Denver for lunch.
What?
Oh, I must have forgotten to tell you. Your boss called. There's a luncheon meeting of the municipal engineers. He can't make it, and you're to go in his place.
Oh.
Is it really that much of a bore?
Denver. I wonder if...
If what?
If she really works in the library.
Who?
Nah, it's crazy.
What are you talking about?
On the other hand, suppose there is such a girl. Just suppose. Alcorn, Alden, Alder, Aldershot. Daphne. Daphne Aldish. It just can't be. It just can't be. Huh. But why not? Okay, so it is. But what am I gonna say to her? Is this Daphne Aldershot?
Yes.
Miss Daphne Aldershot?
Yes. Who are you?
Are you, Daphne Aldershot who's a librarian?
Yes. Who is this?
You don't know me.
And I don't think I want to.
Please, don't hang up.
Why not?
Yeah, just answer one question. Have you any plans, do you expect to go to Helvetia? I have to know.
Why?
Now, look, I'm not a kook or a crank.
Well, I find that hard to believe.
Just, look, please, tell me if you plan to go to Helvetia.
And suppose I do, then what?
Don't. Please, for your own good, don't go.
Well, believe it or not, there is a Daphne Aldershot. And she is a librarian. And she is coming to Helvetia. Is Elwood Markham a man who can see into the future? Well, so far, his forward vision seems to be 2020. But we can check it further when I return shortly with Act 3.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Listen, Lou, this fellow is at the door about the home repair, you know, and he wants me to sign the contract now. What'll I do?
You don't have to sign that contract now, madam.
You're not Lou. Who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau with some advice to help you to protect yourself. Read all the documents before you sign and take your time. He'll come back tomorrow. And incidentally, keep a copy of any form you do sign. And be sure you understand what you're signing.
Oh, thank you for telling me.
No need to thank me, madam. That's what Better Business Bureaus are for. To help protect consumers like you.
Young I may be, but still I'm a man, just turned 18, need, and I'll do what I can to find me a place where I can be me. Get ready for life, be free and the free. Oh, where do I go from here? Oh, where do I go from here? I'm finished with you, but what lies ahead? Don't wanna get trapped, wanna feel free instead. All over the world.
You'll get your chance at success, learn an exciting job, and see the world. Call toll-free 800-841-8000 or see your Navy recruiter. Be someone special in the new Navy.
I know where I'm going from here.
Elwood Markham keeps having nightmares. In his nightmares, a girl he never even heard of steps into the overhead cable car that transports visitors to the enchanting resort called Helvetia. The car falls and she gets killed. But now, he has a real problem. It seems that this girl exists, and she intends to come to Helvetia, and she will have to get into that cable car.
No. 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 Daphne! Daphne, darling! Daphne! Daphne! Daphne, please! Daphne!
And who is Daphne?
I'm having this nightmare.
Well, we could hear you all over the place.
I'm having it all the time now.
Well, who's Daphne?
The girl who gets killed.
What?
She's a girl. She's a girl named Daphne. Daphne Aldershot.
Yes?
Yeah, and she's coming to Helvetia. And I meet her at the cable car terminal at the mountainside, and we fall in love. How would I know she's coming here? The Helvetia, how would I know?
Well, who says she exists? She's part of your nightmare.
Now, listen. Last week, I was in Denver, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, her name, Daphne Aldershot. It's in the book.
Well, all kinds of names are in the book.
And I spoke to her on the phone.
Just a minute, Elwood. Are you sure?
I'm sure. I called her number. She answered, and she is coming here. To Helvetia. She said so.
Well, let's check it out. Ginny, get me Greta at the reservation desk. Thanks.
It is not my imagination.
Greta, do we have a reservation for, Daphne Aldershot?
She said she was planning to...
We do.
Find out when.
Miss Aldershot, when is she arriving? Friday night?
Find out what time. What time?
What time? 9:00. Thank you, Greta.
9:00. 9:00. Don't you see?
What?
The first time I saw her in my dream, she was alone at the terminal. Now, that's because she got here late.
Elwood, there must be some kind of explanation.
I dreamed there was a girl named Daphne Aldershot. I dreamed she was killed when the cable car fell. It turns out there is a girl named Daphne Aldershot. It happens she's coming to Helvetia. So?
Elwood, it could all be,
How would I know? How would I know?
Maybe you better,
Better what? See a doctor? You think I'm crazy?
No, you're just tired. Emotionally exhausted.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I've got 4 days. I have to stop her.
May I help you?
I wasn't looking for a book.
No? Then what are you doing in the library?
I was, I'm looking for you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm the one who called you on the phone.
Yes?
Yeah, I tried to tell you not to go to Helvetia.
You're the nut.
No, now I assure you, I am sane. That is, I'm as sane as any normal person, which I admit isn't saying very much.
Yeah, well, sir, I'm busy, and I just don't have time to...
Can we go somewhere and talk?
I don't think so. As a matter of fact, there's a security guard over by the door.
You wouldn't call him?
What makes you think so?
Aren't you even the least bit curious? Look, my name is Elwood Markham. I'm an engineer. I'm county engineer over in Custer County, and, look, you could check it out.
Mm-hmm.
It's 12 o'clock. You have to have lunch.
I bring a sandwich.
Now, there's a place just around the corner. Now, what could happen to you?
That's just what I'm afraid of. Nothing.
You don't really want to go to Helvetia.
But I do. I've been saving my money for almost 2 years.
The place is a phony. I should know. My sister and brother-in-law, they run the biggest chalet there, and it's just, you know, it's imitation.
Well, I hear it's fabulous.
Take it from me. You won't like it. In the first place, there's about 5 girls every guy.
Is that so?
Oh, yes. It's a fact.
Well, will you be there?
Daphne,
You know, you are cute. I mean, you're so serious.
I'm trying to tell you...
I never met anybody who's as serious as you. I mean, serious and a little crazy at the same time. Now, you tell me why I shouldn't go to Helvetia.
Well, you will think I'm crazy now. Wait till you hear the real reason.
I'm waiting.
I dreamed about you.
Well, now. When?
Oh, 2 weeks ago.
But how could you? You didn't even know me.
You and I met at the terminal where the cable car takes off for Helvetia.
Oh, I've heard that that is the most exciting part of the whole...
And we fell in love.
Now, don't rush me. Wait a minute.
And you got on the car, and
yes.
The car took off, and there was a rock slide, and the cable car broke loose, and the car fell, and... And you were killed.
Oh, wow! Oh, what any good psychiatrist would make out of that. So that's why you don't want me to go to Helvetia?
Yes.
Well, I must say,
no,
I've heard a lot
Before you say anything, remember what I told you about my job?
What is your job?
I said I was county engineer, and I had to inspect that car, right, for safety?
Yes, well?
Well, it is not safe.
Oh, well, then that takes care of that. The car won't be allowed to run, and I won't be killed, and there's no problem.
No, there is a problem. I okayed the car.
But if it isn't safe, why did you?
Because it's so complicated, and safe is a relative situation. Daphne, please, don't go. Don't.
It's been nice meeting you, Elwood, and I would like to get to know you better. But you're just too deep, too involved, too... I don't know. Maybe if you could get yourself straightened out,
Daphne,
we could...
you can't go to Helvetia Friday night. I am going to stop you.
How can you stop me?
Excuse me, Elwood. County Engineering Office, Tracy. Yeah? I'll put Elwood on it. Right. Talk of the road being washed away.
On the other side of the mountain where the cable car terminal is?
How do you know?
It's part of what I'm trying to tell you, Mr. Tracy.
Elwood, I just can't condemn the cable car without giving the folks at Helvetia notice.
But look, this is an emergency.
2 weeks ago, you certified the car as safe. Now, what's come up so sudden?
It hasn't been sudden. I've known about it for months.
Well, then why... Why didn't you...
Well, because I...
Because of Muriel and George?
Yeah, it's part of it. Maybe.
We've lived with geological faults, Elwood.
Yeah, sure, but a heavy rain, unusual amount of snow, any one of 100 subterranean disturbances in that whole side of the mountain...
Okay, let's do a study.
No, that will take weeks, months. It could go any time.
And it could never go at all. Elwood, now here's what you have to do. Next time you inspect it, in 2 weeks, condemn it. Give me a full report. Request an investigation, and we'll bring in the experts.
And they'll only disagree among themselves, and nothing will happen.
Elwood, it was your job to withhold the safety certificate.
I know, Mr. Tracy.
Well, once again, put it in writing.
By that time, it'll be too late.
Too late for what?
Can't anybody believe me?
Hi, Elwood. Want some coffee?
No, thanks.
Where you been the past few days?
Muriel, do something for me.
Okay.
Miss Daphne Aldershot.
Oh?
You know, she's due here tomorrow evening.
And?
Call her. Send her a wire, anything. Tell her you had to cancel her reservation.
Why should I do that?
Because I ask you to.
Oh, I really can't do that, Elwood.
You own the place. You and George, you can do anything you like.
Well, not really. Miss Aldershot sent us a deposit. We confirmed her reservation. We can't just cancel her.
What's to stop you?
Well, first, it's unethical. Second, it's illegal. She could sue us.
Let her.
She could win.
Let her. I'll pay the damages. You won't lose anything.
Elwood, please. What is this?
I told you she is going to be killed tomorrow night.
Elwood.
No, Muriel. I know. I'm not talking like an engineer, like a practical, you know, down-to-earth facts and figures man. But the truth is, I don't know. I've had a vision, Muriel. Somehow, some way, I was given a glimpse into the future. How else would I know about a girl named Daphne Aldershot?
These things are just,
Yes, they're just what?
Wait a minute. You say there was no way you could ever hear of Daphne?
That's right.
But there is. I mean, there was.
What? What are you talking about?
That night, 2 weeks ago, you were feeling bad about the inspection.
Yeah.
I came up to your room, and I happened to have a stack of reservations. You offered to help sort them out. That's where you could have seen her name.
Oh, I don't remember any of those names. None of them made an impression on me.
Well, not consciously, but that name, that sort of unusual name, Daphne Aldershot.
It's impossible.
Only because you refused to admit it. And then you had a guilty conscience about the inspection. And the two things spun around in your mind.
No. That couldn't happen.
You wanted to punish yourself, so you fell in love with a girl named Daphne Aldershot, only to have her die because of your neglect of duty.
How would I know she's a librarian?
She listed her job on the reservation. Now, do you understand? It's all right. Everything's all right.
No, it is not. I have to save her.
Wow. Hello. Look who's here. I was beginning to think I was all alone in the world.
Daphne, do you realize that's what you said when I first met you? In a dream?
My cab driver dropped me off here about 20 minutes ago. When did the cable car arrive?
You decided to come, after all.
Elwood, what am I going to do about you?
You could listen to me.
Mm-mm. That's something I must never do. But otherwise, we'll get along okay.
Daphne, can't you ever be serious?
I am serious. I saw you for the first time, and I said, uh-oh, poor Daphne, of all the guys. Well, I'll try to make the best of it. Oh, hey, look, here it comes.
Daphne, let's get out of here.
Why?
Well, haven't I been telling you why? Don't you feel it?
What?
Feel it, the vibration, that vibration under your feet.
I don't feel anything.
Hobart! Hey, Elwood!
Can't you hear it?
Hear what?
That rumbling.
No, I don't hear anything.
Duke, yeah, get out of the car.
Elwood, what's biting you?
There's a slide.
Well, I don't hear anything.
I said get out of there.
Elwood, take your hands off me.
Why did you hit him?
Help me. Help me get him out of there.
What's that?
I told you. Come on, let's drag him back. Back as far as we can go.
Elwood, we're going to get killed.
Hurry up.
No,
hurry up. Come on, maybe we can get back.
I'm scared.
Quick, come on. Hey, here's the place, over here. Where the earth is cracking, over here. Before we do it, come on. Come on, we can do it. Come on, Daphne. Daphne, pull yourself. Daphne, come on. Daphne.
And they did it. They just managed to scramble to safety as the piece of the mountain that held the cable anchor fell away. Happily, though, it didn't spell the end for Elwood and Daphne. It was a beginning. For Helvetia, it was a continuation. They flew the people in by helicopter. And the place is doing better than ever. Whether or not you decide to make a reservation to go there, remember your daily reservation with us here. I'll return shortly.
Pardon me, miss.
Uh-huh.
Can you tell me what happens this time of year?
Rhubarb reaches its peak.
Nope.
Muskmelon reaches its peak.
No, no.
Does it in any way involve something reaching its peak?
No, not really.
Oh.
What happens this time of year is that you can get a really outstanding deal on Buick's small but surprisingly elegant Apollo. And with what's happening to prices, you may never have a better chance to buy a Buick, huh?
Hey, I know what happens.
Yeah?
The buzzards come back to Hinckley Ridge, Ohio.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
I hadn't thought of that.
Oh.
Spruce and maple trees give us the violin. And if we don't stop burning them down, we'll have a little less music. We'll also have a little less lumber, a little less paper, a little less rayon, a little less alcohol, a little less maple syrup, a little less printing ink, a little less turpentine.
A public service.
Charcoal.
On behalf of the Forest Service, State Foresters, and the Ad Council.
Can you see into the future? There are several schools of opinion. However, the best way to answer that question is to ask, what is the future? Isn't the future, after all, the fabric we weave out of the strands of the present? So, if you know all the strands, all the threads, and all the stitches, why is it impossible to foresee the design? We'll have another terrifyingly delightful design for you next time. Our cast included Russell Horton, Stats Cotsworth, Clarice Blackburn, Robert Dryden, and Marion Seldes. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown.
Now, a preview of our next tale.
Now, what is all this about?
I'm a detective.
A detective?
Yes, now. No one must know but you. And particularly not Amy or that man she's dancing with.
What danger is there?
We're pretty sure that Archer Hamlin's crowd is out to get Amy for fingering the boss.
Oh, no. You mean those crank calls were for real?
And that is why I'm here. We think this might be the perfect spot for them.
Why?
Well, we think one of them will probably pose as a guest, get friendly with Amy, and then kill her in some way to make it look like an accident.
How awful.
Well, this is the perfect spot for it. With horseback riding, a lake.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, it's possible, Lois. And very probable.
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time... pleasant dreams.
CBS News is next on KIXI AM and FM in Seattle. The weather outlook mostly cloudy through tomorrow with brief afternoon sunny periods. Partly sunny on Thursday. The highs near 70 tomorrow, lower 70s on Thursday, and the lows in the mid-50s. And currently in downtown Seattle, it's 60 degrees. The barometer is rising. It reads 30.12. It's 59 at the airport. Time at KIXI is 11 p.m.
CBS News. A man believed to be the so-called Alphabet Bomber has been arrested in Los Angeles. I'm Ann Crosman, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. John Goodman of CBS radio station KNX has the story on that Los Angeles arrest.
In a joint statement, the Los Angeles Police Department and the FBI announced the arrest of a 31-year-old Yugoslavian alien believed to be the Alphabet Bomber. Deputy Police Chief Daryl Gates identifies the man as Muharrem Kurbigovic, who entered the country legally in 1967 and has been working as a printer in Hollywood since that time. The unmarried suspect, believed to be the man calling himself Isaac Rasim, the military leader of the Aliens for America, was arrested in the men's room of a Hollywood restaurant. Chief Gates says the suspect was apprehended on evidence contained in earlier tape recordings of his voice. Chief Gates says there is sufficient evidence to connect the suspect with the airport bombing 2 weeks ago where three persons lost their lives and the planting of an explosive device in the Greyhound bus depot in downtown Los Angeles last week that was discovered before it detonated. John Goodman for CBS News at Los Angeles Police Headquarters.
More news coming up.
I'm Ron Swoboda for CBS Radio. You can hear me every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday now on Worldwide Sports. I alternate with colleague Pat Summerall, who's here every Tuesday and Thursday. On every broadcast, along with the latest scores, we try to bring you interviews with top figures in the world of sports and then give you a good idea of what's coming up. Join Pat and me, won't you, for complete national and international sports coverage on Worldwide Sports every Monday through Friday over the CBS Radio Network.
You were born smart. Now make it pay off in the new Navy. If you're good at math or physics, you may qualify for advanced training in electronics or nuclear propulsion. Training worth over $17,000. Want details? Call 800-841-8000. Ask about the Navy's special program that gives you up to 6 months to report after you've enlisted. That toll-free number again is 800-841-8000. Call now and find out how you can be someone special in the new Navy.
Nelson Rockefeller is back at his summer home in Seal Harbor, Maine, after being nominated to the vice presidency by President Ford on Tuesday. The president had a busy day meeting with congressmen, the cabinet, and Secretary of State Kissinger. Then he dropped in on a Capitol Hill reception in honor of Senate Majority Leader Mike Mansfield. John Meyer reports.
It was a surprise party for Senator Mike Mansfield, who last week set an all-time record for tenure as Senate Majority Leader. The Montana Democrat has now completed 13 years, 230 days in the leadership post, longer than any previous senator, Democrat or Republican. Nearly all of Mansfield's Senate colleagues showed up to pay him tribute, and a number of House members as well, including Speaker Carl Albert. But the biggest surprise was the arrival of President Ford, who drove up to Capitol Hill from the White House just to honor Mansfield. The president noted that baseball's Leo Durocher once said, "Good guys finish last." But, said Mr. Ford, "Mike Mansfield is a good guy, and he's finished first." Then it was Mansfield's turn. "What a day," remarked the senator with a smile. In the morning, he nominates Rockefeller. In the afternoon, he anoints Mansfield. John Meyer, CBS News, on Capitol Hill.
Nearly 1,000 members of the United Mine Workers marched in Washington Tuesday, demanding the removal of Federal Mine Safety Administrator James Day. The protesters claimed that Day was not adequately enforcing mine safety laws. Day was not in his office at the time, but a spokesman denied that the agency was lax in enforcing safety laws. The spokesman said that a delegation from the agency had offered to meet with the mine workers, but that UMW officers had not taken up the offer. The march in Washington came on the second day of a national five-day walkout of soft coal miners to point up what they say is an inadequate enforcement of mine safety rules. Back after this.
I just got out of prison. I need any job.
No, you don't need any job.
But
you need a job that's growing somewhere.
If you think you're too busy for volunteer work, meet Charles Lucas. He's a successful businessman who finds the time to help ex-convicts find new careers.
Hold the camera steady. Okay, stand by. Roll them. That's it. Pull back.
If you think you won't be able to use your talents and training as a volunteer, meet film director Peter Watts. Peter teaches photography and filmmaking to veterans, the handicapped, and at youth centers. The fact is that you probably have some special skill that can make you priceless as a volunteer. And all it takes is a few hours a week to put it to good use. We'll help you find volunteer organizations you'd be proud to be part of. Call your local Voluntary Action Center or write Volunteer, Washington, D.C., 20013. Volunteer. You'll never know how much good you can do until you do it. A public service of this station and the Ad Council.
More losses for the South Vietnamese Army. The Saigon Command reporting two government outposts on the Cambodian border were overrun by North Vietnamese soldiers Tuesday night. Evel Knievel made a quick $65,000 Tuesday night in Toronto by driving his motorcycle over 13 Mack trucks. The old record, his own, was 11 trucks. Knievel took off from a ramp, traveling 80 miles an hour, sailed across 13 8-foot-wide trucks for a distance of about 40 yards, and landed safely on the other side. Just a warm-up, though, for his planned leap across the Snake River Canyon in Idaho on September 8th, for which Knievel gives himself 50-50 odds on surviving. I'm Ann Crosman, CBS News.
CBS 4 Seattle, this is KIXI, where the time now is 6 minutes past 11.